Brothers, shout it louder than the sister.
I don't forget
that. As you think in your heart,
you're
so throw you out.
对,
and that is very, very important.
这是修法大题.
Let me tell you some facts.
而且就是说,
that I'm going to go through a bit slowly.
就问了,
because I want you to get every word. We are the results of our thoughts. As far as you can
tell,
you are the result of your own thoughts. I want you to understand this. Some time ago, a teacher in the children's school asked the little boys and little girls to define what they understand by think. An 8-year-old boy stood up.
I said, sir,
thinking is when you keep your mouth shut and your head keeps talking to itself. Remember that definition, but that's what very good definition. So somebody has been talking to your head, talking to yourself.
Is that
will produce you. Secondly, you can educate a person, but you cannot make him think. Education does not produce the kind of thinking that men think to push into thinking. So you can educate the brain, but it doesn't make you think. That's why you find highly educated people who do unthinking things. Poverty of productive and constructive thinking is a disaster. When you can't do productive thinking and constructive thinking, it is a disaster. Listen to me very carefully this morning. It is not everything that is deliverance and purpose. No. There are certain things that we need to carefully do, like the surgeon will do with the patient.
Four.
Thinking is a simple concept. But it is not easy to practice.
Don't worry about it.
Thinking is a very simple concept.
We will go and get nothing.
But it's not very, very easy to practice.
Don't worry about it. That's a easy issue.
And you can see that only few people do very good and productive thinking.
And I also see the way I will be out there. No, 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 no.
A good thinker will say, if I do this, what is going to be the result? A good thing I would say, how can it be said that I do this?
The productive
thing I would say, if I do this one
now,
the result, not people
that.
It's a simple concept, but only few people, only few practice any form of productive thinking. Five. Productive thinking is an elevator to success. Are you looking for success? Then you have to do something this morning so that your thinking will be productive, as written in Philippians 4:8.
So
this is why the Bible is saying, as a man thinketh in his heart,
Expected end. ti fún yín ní ìgbà ìjọyìn.
Àwọn is the greatest thinker.
Ọlọ́run ni ẹni tó ń ronú dára.
Àwọn the most productive thinker.
Ọlọ́run ni ẹni tó ń ronú lọ́nà tó sì
ṣe ìwẹ̀. He has created us in his image.
Ṣé ìdára lọ́wọ́
So if you are a productive, if you are a Christian and you are a productive thinker,
But
if you are not a productive thinker, then you are a body. What you should think about is already written in Philippians 1. So if God is your father, productive and constructive thinking should be your identity.
Ideas and poverty of thinking.
In order to live right,
you
must think right. In order to live right,
you
must think right. Once your thinking is wrong, the life will
be wrong.
You see, Satan knows the importance of productive thinking. So it blinds the mind of men, it attacks the mind. Satan also knows that thinking looks simple, but it's hard work. And so let them avoid serious thinking. But the truth of the case is this: men who think brighter are always ahead of those who do not think. Because the ancestor of every action is your thoughts. The deeper your thoughts are, the higher your achievements. The deeper your thoughts, the higher your achievements. Because deep and great thought requires concentration and dedication. A lot of people avoid it. What some people call thinking is morning.
You
sit down and sorrow and worrying about this work, and that's what they say. I'm thinking. No, it's not like a word. They're just busy celebrating what you call a pity
material.
There is no aspect of human life you cannot improve upon by productive thinking. And that thinking only makes, creates opportunities for you to make your life better. The Bible says something.
It says,
all our thoughts are known to God. The Bible also makes us understand
that
there are some thoughts that do not please God. It's not every thought that exalts God.
There's
a thought that does not please God at all. And those are the kind of thoughts we should not be thinking at all with our lives. Look at what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 55. Let's read through those passages. We'll get to it.
But
the important thing is that we can control our thoughts. We can put a great man at the door of our mind to filter out evil thoughts.
That's my learn how you know.
Sure, some thoughts do not come from mind at all. Because these will create trouble for us. We can control our thoughts. We can focus our thinking. According to Philippians 4:8, we can choose our thoughts. But beloved, thought control also involves a spiritual
battle.
Thought control involves a spiritual
battle.
We'll get to that very, very soon before we conclude. But then, there are different categories of thinkers. Belong to one of these classes. If your class is not good, the purpose of this morning's meeting is for you to pray. And to repent before the Lord. And to decide that from now on, you are engaged in productive thinking like God your Father. Number one, we are the vain thinkers. Only to think about these material things, vain things that will vanish. Two,
we
are the vagabond thinkers. We can't concentrate on anything.
They
need to be here. They need to be there. Scattered thinking. Called the vagabond thinkers. Vagabond thinkers don't become great in life unless they do something very, very quickly about their lives. Then you have the epileptic thinkers. Sometimes they think right, sometimes they think wrong, but they're never stable. Then you have the floating thinkers. Anything in this world, they are just floating, they don't know
about
it. No depth about anything at all. Then you have the destructive thinkers. Their thinking is wicked and destructive. And there are people like that whose conscience has been seared with hot fire. All they think about is wickedness, evil, wickedness, evil. It's like the mind is blocked. They're not ready for any ideas. They're not ready to examine anything. It's like the mind has been formed in the concrete. And you see such people, plenty of them every day.
I want to travel.
Some person will go for crusades you find many of them saying they didn't tell us this place is like this. If they told me, I look at that, what am I doing here? I met a man in Thailand. He sold off all his spare parts shop and changed the money and traveled. Because his friends have come this
money
he got back at his own friend, even had no job. Concrete man. That's all. We are about surface thinkers. Surface thinkers, they don't do things, they don't really understand deep levels going
on.
Then we have the sad group. Non-thinkers. Non-thinkers. They have the pressure thinkers. That means it's only when there is serious problem. Then that's when I begin to think.
One thing
during the time of peace, they think during the time of war. Then we have the sickness inspired thinkers. If they are strong and well, they don't sit down to think about their life, their salvation, and their no, they don't
have
to
think about their.
But when sickness now comes and doctor says, ah, there is no cure for this, then they begin to think. Then we have the demonic thinkers. Those who say, they will sit down in the traffic, they will say, they will be thinking that there will be an accident and there will be an accident.
They
are demonic thinkers. We have the polluted thinkers. Sex. That's what they think about all day. We need to get into the school of what we call replacement thinking.
Replacement thinking.
Begin to replace evil thoughts with good thoughts. To replace the thinking about worry with thinking about faith. Thinking of despair with that of hope. We begin to replace the thinking about anger with love and kindness. We begin to replace thinking of suspicion with trust.
Just
thinking about some kind of joy. Thinking about gloom and sadness and cheerfulness.
Oh,
we You begin to realize thinking about this trends with thinking about confidence. Then you begin to express God in a new way. Romans chapter 12 that we read this morning. Conclusion, verse 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. That you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You must take by biblical steps to renew your mind. And one good way of renewing your mind is to soak yourself to the word of God. Soak yourself inside the word of God. Memorize it. Meditate on it. Put it the way it flows. Another good way is to sanitize your thoughts with sanitizing prayers. Another way is to banish evil thoughts and vain thoughts from your mind when they come. Number four is to set yourself an immigration officer at the door of your heart so that no evil thoughts are your spirit in any
heart.
And then if you that you do all this and yet the enemy is bombarding you, then you need a deliverance of your mind, you need a deliverance of your thinking. You need that your thinking is sent to the hospital of the Almighty. Because the moment somebody begins to think evil, think bad, bad things, the simple thing is that the person is bad. That's the answer. So you need to visit the hospital of the Almighty. And lay your hands on your chest. And bow down your head. Stand up, lay your hands on your chest. Bow down your head. And begin to ask the Lord to forgive you. The situation in which you have allowed thoughts that are not godly to enter into your spirit. Situation where you have meditated on the wrong things. Ask the Lord to forgive you. He's here. His power is able to do it. That's why that song that has talked about change my heart, O God. We need a heart surgery of the Holy Ghost. We need for our mind to be renewed and transformed by the power in the blood of Jesus.
The
power in the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now the Bible says,
you don't live good.
Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every evil imagination and every thought that is against God, and bringing to captivity all thoughts. Now this with bold anger. Confusion. Father, bless all your children who have gathered at this morning's meeting. This morning we are talking about productive thinking. I know that beginning from this morning, divine ideas, divine thinking, inspired thoughts that will make you the
Remember the
sources
of the future.
Remember
the sources of the future.